as you know, probably Arthur Schlesinger was in on this. And whether that was...
Did Arthur talk to Rose?
I think so.
And what did Rose tell him?
I think Arthur talked to Bob Moynihan.
Yeah, and what did Rose tell him?
I told him no. But I cannot say to you definitely that there was that conversation. And yet I'm sure that there was some conversation between either directly or indirectly between Alex and Bobby and so forth.
Do you have any talk with Arthur these days?
Arthur
Schlesinger?
I haven't, but it would be very easy to.
He clips us all the time on foreign policy, and I don't know why. I don't know what else to do about it. I'm trying to carry out what I found here, and the best I can. I can't abandon it, and I can't run with it, and he's picturing us as Goldwater, and that's not true, and we're the same people are making the decisions, same ones working faithfully and killing themselves, and he and Bobby both clip us. I don't know how to stop it, I don't know what to do about it. No, I don't want to fall out with them, I don't want to fight with them. I don't want the Democratic Party to divide in two camps. I'm not a Goldwater, and but they try to picture us that way.
That would not be Arthur's. He would not think he was doing that.
Well, I hope he's not.
No, his feeling would be quite different from that. Beyond that, as far as the others concerned, I can't say. But he would think that he was not doing that. He would think he's rather an ambassador of the intellectuals and is doing better with them than some of the rest of us are. And anyway, he would want to.
I mean, though, would he think, you think that he, I certainly, I see him talking to the senators who are clipping us and cutting us all the time, and I think he's the fountainhead or something.
Let me find
you,
out.
You don't think that?
I haven't talked to him for 6 weeks, but I can't.
Well, just why don't you some night sit down and don't tell him you've talked to me or anything, but
oh,
just try to find out what his view is and what he thinks we ought to be doing and where he thinks we're in error. And who he thinks we ought to be consulting that we're not. I don't know of a goddamn president in the history of Arthur Schlesinger's lifetime that's done as much in the domestic front as we have.
On the domestic front?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anybody who on the... I said the other day that he's, to this symphony or this intellectual group that Roger Stevens had here, I said I don't remember any... I don't remember from anything I know of history any administration which... Has put the goals of peace and freedom, and neither one is worth a ticker's damn without the other, at the absolute top of their priorities.
I know. I've just done everything I know.
And
I'm saying again tomorrow at the United Nations, if anybody will come to that table, they'll find us sitting there.
I just said I don't know whether I have any claim on either to a part in either the intellectual or the liberal thought in this country, but if I do, I just want to say this. And then put it that way. And now I think, Arthur... let me talk to him. I'd like to just get a little feel of...
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, much bye. Bye.